Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Learn to Think Better. Don't just say you have read books. Show that through them, you have learned to think better, to be a more discriminating and reflective person. Books are the training weights of the mind. They are very helpful, but it would be a bad mistake to suppose that one has made progress simply by having internalized their contents. Epictetus. Today I want to touch on a topic that I've discussed before on this podcast, and that's the idea of passive versus active learning. And with all the resources that we have at our fingertips, it's easy to consume and consume without really putting something into practice. And the thing is, it feels good. It feels like reading the latest article on something, whatever it is that we're working on, feels like we're making progress. And we shouldn't feel bad about taking the time to learn. But we need to be very careful that we don't replace active learning with just this passive consumption of information. And I talk about this as someone who has close to 100 tabs open on my web browser. And I also have at least 100 books that are in my reading queue. And I have dozens that I've started, but haven't quite finished due to some other shiny thing that comes along. I know that for me, I read a lot of self-help books, and I've always found that the application of the principle has been one of the hardest things for me to do. I think that it's because after we learn these things, after we internalize them, then we need to take time to actually practice thinking better, to look at a situation and see how we can apply these principles. And by applying those principles in our thinking, it allows us to make better and more informed choices. Finding ways to actively integrate the things that I learn has made the biggest difference in my life. For example, taking time to research and find quotes that I think are worth sharing and putting effort into really dissecting the ideas and diving a little bit deeper in order to share them with you has been so much more effective than just reading a book. Even something as simple as taking time each day to write in my journal has helped me be more reflective about my daily life, and this has often helped me when discussing difficult situations with my partner. I want you to take some time today and think about some ideas of how you could actively work on your thinking. Do you have a friend that you could discuss these ideas with? Could you write a blog post, or at the very least write in your journal about how you could take some of the ideas of Stoic principles and apply them in your life? Is there a challenging situation in your life that you could choose to actively apply what you've learned? Remember, the bridge between knowing something and doing something is learning to think better. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.